Tune in to Bible Issues with Dr. Denver Chidi and Induo Rampol Chidi every first and third Wednesday at 2:15 p.m. to 2:30 p.m.
Learn to hear God's voice through the Word of God to live a victorious and overcoming life.
Bible Issues every first and third Wednesday at 2:15 p.m. to 2:30 p.m.
Hello, everyone, and welcome to Bible Issues. My name is Dr. Denver Chidi. Over the past few weeks, we've been talking about sickness and healing, and today I want to talk about what is faith for healing, or faith in general. Very often, when somebody is sick and they go to a miracle crusade, or they go to an altar for prayer, or someone prays for them and they don't get healed, or at least they don't get healed in their timing, people often tell them it's because you don't have faith, or they think to themselves, if I had stronger faith, I would be healed. So then, they try harder. They try to get more faith. They try to figure out ways to increase their faith. They try to confess more. They try to speak the word of God more. They try to make more declarations. And they go through all these formulas to try to increase their faith so that they could build up their faith to the point where they could finally receive a miracle. As a result, their whole Christian existence is full of stress, anxiety, and totally devoid of any peace. Whereas the Bible says, be anxious for nothing, but in all things with prayer and with supplication, make your requests known to God, and the God of peace will keep your minds and hearts. Our Christian life is not supposed to be full of stress. And that teaching, that belief that causes people to try so hard to increase their faith is totally unscriptural, because it is based on a complete lack of understanding what faith is. And today, I want to look at a few scriptures that give us some insights onto what faith is, and I pray that at the end of this, you will have a very clear understanding what biblical faith is. Matthew chapter 8, verse 5 says, when Jesus had entered Capernaum, a centurion came to him, pleading with him, saying, Lord, my servant is lying at home, paralyzed, dreadfully tormented. And Jesus said to him, I will come and heal him. The centurion answered and said, Lord, I am not worthy that you should come under my roof, but only speak a word, and my servant will be healed. For I also am a man under authority, having soldiers under me. And I say to this one, go, and he goes, and to another, come, and he comes, and to my servant, do this, and he does it. When Jesus heard it, he marveled and said to those who followed him, surely I say to you, I have not found such great faith, not even in Israel. So many people mistakenly conclude that because the centurion told Jesus, hey, you don't have to come under my roof, just speak the word, they come away with the mistaken belief that faith is about speaking a word. Faith has nothing to do with speaking words. We need to understand what that centurion really said. Yes, he did say to Jesus, speak a word and my servant will be healed. But why? Why did he say that? Look at verse 9. For I am a man under authority, having soldiers under me. And I say to this one, go, and he goes, and to another, come, and he comes. What the centurion was telling Jesus, I understand authority. I am under authority, and that's why I am in authority. And I recognize that same authority in you. I recognize that you are under your Father's authority, and that is why you are in authority over demons and over sickness. Because of that, you could say to the sickness, go. You could say to the demons, go. And they have no choice but to obey you. That is why you do not need to come to my roof. Come under my roof. Just speak the word, and my servant will be healed. That was what he told Jesus. And that is why Jesus marveled. And he said, wow, that is great faith. You understand faith. There are many children of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob who don't understand faith the way you do. Faith is simply a recognition of Jesus' authority. Faith is simply recognizing that Jesus Christ is the healer. Faith is recognizing that Jesus Christ is the provider. Faith is recognizing that Jesus is the one who can save you. He is the Lamb of God who takes away the sins of the world. That is what faith is. It's a recognition of someone. Faith is not about an ability that you could develop and strengthen. Faith is about who you trust in. Faith is about the object of your trust. So it's either you trust in Jesus or you don't. It's either you recognize Jesus as the healer or you don't. Faith is either something you have or you don't have. Now I want to read another scripture. I am reading from Mark chapter 6, and verse 1 says, "Then he went out from there and came to his own country. He began teaching in the synagogue, and many hearing him were astonished, saying, where did this man get these things? And what wisdom is this which is given to him, that such mighty works are performed by his hands? Is not this the carpenter, the son of Mary, the brother of James, Joseph, Judas, and Simon? Are not his sisters here with us?" So they were offended at him. Now he could not do any mighty work there, except that he laid his hands on a few sick people and healed them. And he marveled because of their unbelief. So this scripture says that Jesus could do no great miracles there because of the people's unbelief. And that is why when people don't get healed, they come away with the idea, you know, maybe it's my unbelief. Maybe I need to work on my faith. Maybe I didn't concentrate hard enough. Because they misunderstand the scripture. We need to dissect the scripture and to see how unbelief manifests itself. Jesus went to his hometown, and the people recognized that he could do many mighty works because they asked, "What wisdom is this which is given to him that such mighty works are performed by his hands?" They knew he was a miracle worker. But then they said, "But isn't this the carpenter? Isn't this the little boy who built cupboards in my house? We know him. We know his parents. We know his brothers and sisters. He is nothing. He was a stupid little dunce child. He is nothing. He can't be God. He can't be a miracle worker." And they were offended at him. You see, they rejected him. They rejected his authority. And he marveled. But now it went on to say, he could do no mighty work there, except that he laid his hands on a few sick people and healed them. So he still was able to heal a few people. The majority of people listened to him teach, but they were offended at him. Why? Because they knew him, and they never thought he was anything great. Therefore, they could not accept him as God or as anyone who was sent from God. So they were offended at him. So they walked away. But there were a few people left who said, "We recognize the authority." And they went for healing, and he healed them. So we see again that unbelief manifested itself as a rejection of his authority, as a rejection of Christ. In Matthew chapter 8, we saw that great faith recognized the authority of Jesus Christ. And we see in Mark chapter 6 that unbelief is a rejection of Jesus Christ. Faith is not something that you could build up, that you could develop, that you could strengthen, that you could work harder and try harder to develop great faith. Faith is not about some substance or tangible thing that you possess. Faith is about who you trust in. Faith is totally about the object of your faith and is not a possession that you have or that you could develop. So this narrative where you have the weak Christians and the strong Christians, you have the great Christians who develop their faith and the weak Christians who trying to be like the strong Christians and following their formulas on TV, confess this, declare this, do what I do. That narrative is totally wrong. It is totally unscriptural. Yet that is the brand of Christianity that the vast majority of Pentecostal Christians follow, because that's what's being preached on TV, radio, and popular media. That brand of Christianity has resulted in a lot of stress, anxiety. It causes us to elevate the rich Christians or the Christians who have a lot of blessings to a high place, and the rest of Christians who don't have a lot of possessions or who suffer with a lot of trials and sicknesses, they end up left with some kind of condemnation that they don't have great faith because they don't have a lot of money, they don't have a lot of wealth, and they don't have a lot of health and a lot of blessings. And that narrative is totally wrong, because when the disciples brought the rich young ruler and they thought, you know, we have to be like this guy, Jesus shut him down so fast and he went away with his tail between his legs, because Jesus understood that material blessings, earthly blessings, has nothing to do with faith. The truth is, if you go up to an altar for prayer, you have faith in Christ. Even if you don't get healed, all it means is that God's timing is not what you would like it to be. It is just that simple. All you need to do is keep praying, keep trusting, keep seeking God. You don't have to change what you do. You know, oftentimes we hear people say, the definition of insanity is doing the same thing over and over and hoping to get different results. Well, you know, that may be true for a lot of things. But when it comes to Christianity, God wants you to be persistent. God wants you to be persistent in doing what he said to do. And he said, ask and keep on asking. Seek and keep on seeking. Knock and keep on knocking. So we have to be consistent in doing what he said to do, and not change our formula every time we fail to get a blessing. Faith is simple. If you go to Christ and you pray to him for healing, that means you have faith. Why? Because you went to Christ. It's not about what you have. It's not about how hard you could concentrate. It is about who your trust is in. So what I want you to take away from this is, stop being anxious. Stop being stressful. Stop making your entire Christian life about trying to build up some mystical faith to achieve some earthly blessing. When the disciples came back to Jesus and they were excited, they said, Lord, the demons are subject to us. We spoke the words and every demon got cast out. Sicknesses and demons were subject to us, and they were so excited. You know what Jesus told them? He said, rejoice not that the demons are subject to you, but rejoice that your names are written in the book of life. In other words, don't get so caught up in earthly blessings. Keep your focus eternal. Keep your focus on your reward in heaven. And I know that's not the message that many Christians, especially Pentecostal Christians, want to hear, because it's totally contrary to what they're hearing on TV. But it is the message of the Bible. The reason we are so stressed out in our walk with God is because we are too focused on earthly blessings. And yes, healing is an earthly blessing. Let me tell you why. Because if you are in Christ, you will be healed in heaven. You will have perfect health in heaven. The only question is whether your healing will happen on earth as well. That's the only thing you don't know. And unfortunately, you do not know God's timing. All you know is what God said. God said to pray and keep on praying, seek and keep on seeking. Just be persistent in doing what he said to do. And don't try to change the formula every time you fail to get a blessing. That's what the devil wants you to do. Just be persistent, be anxious for nothing, and let the peace of God just calm your hearts and mind, and be content with what God bless you with. God bless you. We'll see you next time.
Tune in to Bible Issues with Dr. Denver Chedi and Induwa Rampal Chedi every first and third Wednesday at 2:15 p.m. to 2:30 p.m.
Learn to hear God's voice through the Word of God to live a victorious and overcoming life.
Bible Issues every first and third Wednesday at 2:15 p.m. to 2:30 p.m.